Survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss and for contempt.
To open up your Bibles to Psalm 16.
Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another god multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure, for you do not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. God's word speaks to us in many ways. In these next few moments, you are invited to speak a word or phrase from this passage that resonated with you. Do not offer commentary or explanation. Simply allow the words to speak for themselves.
I would like to tell you a story, one that I heard from a man named Joseph Thompson, who is a man from the Navajo Nation. He sold me this flute, this Navajo flute. It's also known as the love flute. And he sold it to me because he sold me on the story that I'd like to share with you now. A long time ago, there was an Indian brave, a great warrior, a young man who was very interested in a young girl. And as brave as he was in battle and fighting, he was so scared to talk to this one girl. And he noticed that all the other young men of the group were able to talk to her, but he was not able to. He just couldn't gain that strength to just get up the nerve to speak with her. So out of frustration, he drew an arrow from his quiver and shot it into the air. But something peculiar happened as he looked at that arrow. It continued sailing through the air. And he thought it strange, so he began to follow it. One day after another, night after night. For 5 days he followed that arrow until it finally it fell down into the forest, deep in the woods. And as he approached this arrow to pick it up, he heard a rustle in the woods coming out. There stood before him was an elk sage. And this wise old man came to him and said, "I have what you're looking for." The young man really wondered what he meant. But the elk sage gave him the flute. He said, "Take this back to your village. But on the way, you will be taught the songs of the forest. Songs from the birds of the air and the critters in the woods. They will teach you these songs and share them with your people." And so as he walked back to his village, he was taught these songs from his companions along the way.
And upon arriving at the village, he looked out over a precipice, and from that cliff, he saw his beloved. He didn't know what to say, even at that point. He simply began to play. And all the things that he had learned were able to come out in that one beautiful song. And those two fell in love. And it is said that each Navajo warrior is to learn their love song to share with the one they hope to fall in love with. You know, I may have taken this parallel a bit further than Joseph Thompson would consider, but I believe God has given us a gift, the gift of faith. And along that journey, we meet people who teach us how to use this gift of faith. In the next few moments, I invite you to come forward and remember your baptism as a sign and as a mark, the beginning of your faith. It's this water that represents this faith that we share together. And if you haven't been baptized, water still is a powerful symbol in our faith. May it be a reminder to you, you can simply walk up to that baptismal font and look into it. You can touch it with your hand, let water run through it, make the sign of the cross on your forehead. But as you do, as you approach the baptismal font, I invite you to speak the name of one person who has walked along with you and shared with you something about faith.
Thank you. Hear a blessing of the water. God bless you with the gift of being God's children. God bless you with the water that energizes your life. God bless you with the water that is song for your journey. And God bless you with the flowing waters of community. Amen.
Go with peace and serve the Lord.
Thank you.